Brilliance Audio. Chick Magnet by Emma Barry, performed by CJ Bloom and Aaron Shedlock. Chapter 1. The tiny dinosaurs surveyed Nicole Jones hungrily. One scratched the ground, another squawked. Nick rolled her eyes. "Come on, ladies. We've been through this a bazillion times. I can't get into the coop if you crowd the doorway." Her words fell on feathered ears. Feathered, gallinaceous ears. Those belonging to her backyard chickens. They moved with none of the coordination or grace of a school of fish. Heads bobbing to individual rhythms, they kept bumping into one another, seemingly unable to get out of each other's way. One managed to shake the group. She celebrated by snipping at the fabric of Nick's skirt, which she found inedible, and then tried to eat a second time. "Oh, you clever girl." Nick tisk, tisk, tisked her way between the birds and hung the feeder on a hook. "There you go. Plenty to eat now." She dropped back a few steps and watched the flock peck greedily at the pellets of grain and meal. Nick still had to paint the coop and plant its rooftop garden bed with herbs and flowers, a process that she would document in extreme detail for her loyal fans, who'd give her clicks and subscribe to her Patreon and otherwise keep Nick's career simmering, especially after the disaster of 6 weeks ago. As she'd been dumped by her boyfriend and rejected by her best friend, and then had driven across the country in a car jam-packed with chickens. The only thing Nick had been able to think was, "Granny would have seen this coming." She would have sized Brian up with a glance, something Nick hadn't managed to do in years of close observation, and she never would have let Nick forget that she hadn't fallen for his act. "That one's a dud, darling." She would have known it instantly. Nick had flaws, of course. She scribbled in her books and left her socks on the floor, and she cared entirely too much about what people thought of her. But she'd never suspected she was a poor judge of character. There was no escaping what you'd hatched. But speaking of chickens, "Where's Mitzi?" Nick asked. The flock just kept eating, of course. The absent one was probably laying, grateful to finally have an egg box and some privacy again. That, Nick completely understood. She was looking forward to alone time herself. Rain splattered across Nick's face. The black clouds that had been hanging heavy in the sky all afternoon, while the movers finished their work, were finally spilling over. At least it had held off that long. "I'll check on you in a bit," Nick said to her birds. Then she hiked up the skirt of her maxi sundress and dashed across the yard to her back porch. Several raindrops ran down her back before she got through the screen door and into the house. The atmosphere inside was heavy and still. It had been too long since Nick had been in the South, and she'd forgotten how the air was different here than on the West Coast. More present, never letting you forget about it. Air that demanded things from you. Nick dodged through the piles of boxes and the maze of the unfamiliar layout. "Move to a new town," they said. "Get a fresh start," they said. "Nothing like 1,000 miles to put your breakup behind you," they said. They left out how much damn work it would be. She threw herself into the first chair she could find, but the instant her butt hit the seat, before she'd even finished exhaling all the way, a knock sounded on the front door. Nick didn't want to get up. Not now, and maybe never again. She was exhausted. But it was probably a curious neighbor who'd seen the moving truck, and Nick needed to make a good first impression. She slid her aching feet back into her flip-flops, forced a smile onto her face, and dashed down the hallway. The hello died, or more precisely, evaporated in her mouth when she opened the door. An enormous, wide-shouldered, sandy blonde-haired, broad-faced man, good-looking in a pillaging Viking sort of way, stood on her steps. He had been smiling, a polite, neighborly sort of smile, but...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?